Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland under the thunderstorms again. Hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, just staying busy with the news this holiday season.
Yeah, news is popping up all over again. Before we get started, I would you remember we had Steve Fletcher on who brought up the possibility, and that's what it is. It's a possibility of the 1260, 1290, 1335 days, and it ends on Pentecost 2020. There is a little argument over when Pentecost really is. If you go on calendars over there in Israel, the 28th, 29th, 30th, somewhere in there, most other people would celebrate it on Sunday, which I believe is the 31st. But the target is close. Anyway, he came out with a new one, and I don't want to get into all of it. It was kind of interesting, the numbers. But you may remember that at the end of the 1290 days, rather, that Obama had just come back from Israel, and he gave kind of an interesting speech from the White House. Well, come to find out, the White House itself published an article or statement, I don't know exactly what you would call it, and it was picked up by Fox News on October 3rd, 2016, in which Obama more or less said, the Republicans think I'm the Antichrist. And I vetted it, and it is true. Fox News did publish it exactly on October 3rd, the White House made that remark on October 3rd. So the question would be, why would he make a remark and why would the White House publish it exactly where it would fall at the 1290-day period, which he mentions Republicans think I'm Antichrist? You may remember when Jesus Christ was questioned, he asked, well, who do you think I am? And this is kind of like that. Who do you think I am? Do you think I'm Antichrist? Anyway, it was very, very odd that that remark was picked up on by Fox News right away, as soon as the White House issued it. Why would they do that? That's my question. On the exact date required for the 1290 days. And so it's so strange, you would think, I wonder why that is. Well, the actual speech where he actually made that remark was done August 25th, 2016. Now, this is where it gets even more interesting if you're into the numbers that the Lord uses, because 8/25/2016 adds up to 24. 4 times 6, 66, 66. And don't forget the bill, 66, 66. And wherever Obama is, 66, 66, or 66, or 666, pops up all the time. So anyway, I just wanted to alert you. We're coming up on Pentecost, and there's no question that it is a very valid time to watch for the taking of the bride. Now, I know a lot of people don't believe in a pre-trib rapture, and they're positive that it's mid-trib, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't get into those kind of arguments because it doesn't really matter. What matters is that the Lord is definitely coming back for his people, but he did say that he was coming back for those that were ready. We'll get into that some other time. That was a very, very interesting word if you do a word search on it and look at the root values as to what ready actually does mean. It doesn't mean necessarily what you think it might mean. It's kind of like in John where those who believe, people really ought to do a big word study on the word believe, because it does not mean what most people think it means. And this is why I've asked people not to believe anything I ever said, but to read your Bible, get a Strong's and a Vines or some other, and do the word studies, because that's when you find out what's really being said. It's like that so-called debate between Jesus Christ and Peter. Do you love me, Peter? And Peter says, well, of course I love you. Then he asks him again, do you love me, Peter? Well, yeah, I love you. Don't you know that? And then he says again, do you love me, Peter? And then Peter kind of broke up, and you wouldn't know why, because it doesn't make any sense until you do a word study. And then you find out what Jesus was asking Peter was totally different. It was a totally different love type. And Peter finally figured out what Jesus was getting at. And so on and on it goes. But anyway, Pentecost, 1335 days from the date that Obama says, the Republicans think I'm Antichrist, basically, is, you know, paraphrasing it. Anyway, Larry, what do we got with China and all of this moving? China seems to be getting more and more aggressive, I guess one could say. What's
well,
the latest?
It does. China seems to be moving in all directions, actually, and I don't know if you saw the Sartre Fall report, which, you know, you can't always say is accurate, but something caused the U.S. to apparently send that B-1 bomber through that corridor, and Russia and China lit it up with their missile defense systems, and at the same time, North Korea, possibly went to red alert. So this is really strange, because we know that India is battling in the Kashmir right now with Pakistan, and that's almost really come to a major war. It hadn't yet, but they've been on the verge of that. But now suddenly, and I'll read you the headline here from Hal Turner, says 5,000 Chinese Army troops enter India as the Chinese Army invades in five locations of India along the Galwan River and the Gogra area, says Chinese artillery and heavy weapons cross into India, and says after the Chinese troops crossed into India, India has not been able to communicate with China at all. In other words, India, the Indian government nor the Indian military have been able to get communications operating with China. It's like they went dark, China has. So what are they doing? And I read a little bit later, and, it looks like that China's probing and actually making intrusions into India's, border regions from multiple locations, as many as five, six, or seven now in different locations. And at the same time, the reports are saying that this took India by complete surprise, and they're not confronting the Chinese troops at this time, but they're trying to reinforce their area and prepare for trouble if it's coming. But this is a real surprise. Nobody had this one pegged.
Yeah, it says in here, this is from this article, this is not shaping up like a routine patrol confrontation, which they all often do have over there, or even a temporary occupation of disputed territory of the kinds that took place in Debsang in 2013 or Chuma in 2014. This time the PLL soldiers are digging defenses, preparing bunkers, moving in heavy vehicles, and have reportedly even moved artillery guns to the rear
to support the intruders. So this seems like this is a seizure, and there's something going on with China. Anyway, they're getting more and more belligerent, and it maybe ties in with their taking of Hong Kong and also possibly their threats about Taiwan. That has apparently gone fairly dark. Is that correct on the Taiwanese carrier possible collisions, if you want to call it that?
That's the last I've heard. They're very quiet at the moment. We know that they have that carrier task force, you know, in the Taiwan Strait, and we're flying planes out of Japan and up through that region over that area. And a matter of fact, China now is saying that we're risking war flying anything over the Taiwan Strait. But it appears that China is making a move literally to take over Hong Kong in the next few days and possibly move on Taiwan. We're stretched thin, Stuart. I don't know what all we can do unless we have a naval battle, you know, some type of naval confrontation. But, you know, the U.S. is really in trouble here.
Yeah, and it almost seems like a trap is being set for us. And what bothers me are the visions of the North Korean launching a couple of nuke missiles our way, and they hit some of our cities unnamed. And we couldn't figure out where they came from right away. But those were prophecies that were made. So North Korea being a good friend of China, and actually just a proxy of China, that would make sense to have Xi do something like that. I think they're very upset over being blamed for this coronavirus. And although it did absolutely, according even to the Bible codes, come out of Wuhan, it may not have been developed, or it may have had a lot of help. Now we're finding out that Fauci and the rest of these guys are kind of all in cahoots anyway, and there's no question this was a false flag operation to tighten down the screws on the American people and our freedoms, which has been very successful. Anything else, Larry, going on that you want to bring up?
Well, also at the same time, Breaking Israel News has some warnings from the rabbis. They're reporting, and this is the latest I've read, Gog and Magog war starts with and this is from the rabbis, starts with a war between America and China, warns Rabbi Daniel Assar. Says when war between America and China starts, there will be in the USA martial law, and America's highways, seaports, and air travel will be stopped.
Wow. Well, this so-called recovery, it's a fake. Absolutely no question, it's a fake. And it's designed for another reason. I think they figured out that the CV-19, too many people figured out what was really going on. So now war, like you just read, Trump will go into full martial law. He'll have to. And that means total clampdown. So, folks, if you don't have food and whatnot in store, get it now. Even if you have to go, like, on Amazon or places like that, order it online, but get enough food to last you for a while. This thing is really heating up rapidly. Anything else, Larry? Last word.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that the last visit a few days ago that Pompeo made to Israel, there were reports that Pompeo was trying to get Netanyahu to support us in something going on with China. So everybody knows this is where it is, and as Donald Trump said, we have been attacked.
Yes, and so he also said, well, you're not going to know what I'm going to do or when I'm going to do it or how I'm going to do it. So this all remains to be seen. And war, I think, is very likely, or a major false flag, economic collapse. They'll do whatever the deep state has to do to get rid of Trump and lock down America for one final time. And when that's happened, folks, we're done. That's it. You'll never see America again. Anyway, we're getting close to bad times. So
Heads up, your redemption draw is nigh. Thanks a lot, Larry. Good night, everyone.